Radio Shack's fading signal from Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York. I'm Bob Moon. From its 1921 start as a mail order outlet for ham radio hobbyists to its rise as the world's largest electronics chain, Radio Shack once excelled at introducing new technologies.
Radio Shack has a super half price deal now on an 8-track car stereo tape player.
Radio Shack has the hottest thing on wheels today, realistic two-way CB radio.
At one point, the Citizens Band craze accounted for almost 30% of total sales. The store followed up with a breakthrough personal computer that proved more popular than Apple's offerings.
Tomorrow's technology today, the TRS-80, only at Radio Shack.
Its last big profitable venture was making deals to help sign up customers with yet another new gizmo.
Just $7.99 when you sign up with Radio Shack's authorized cellular phone carrier.
That brought a lucrative cut of the sale until the carriers built their own retail outlets with a revolving door of unfocused management.
Radio Shack.
Even a try at poking fun of itself couldn't bring customers back.
The 80s called. They want their store back.
I'm Bob Moon. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.